And so it has begun. This is the news, according to me. Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 20th, 8:28 a.m. This is going to be a fairly short show, I think. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of time this morning, but I'd try to get this show in. I am actually at home this morning. Was not expecting to be home this evening, but I was there last night, but I was coming home. I had, in my cup I have, regular chai with my Almond Joy creamer. I have in my backup cup, I have a little bit left. I have a third of a cup of a large cup. That premium Chick-fil-A sweet tea. Good stuff. I'm probably going to drink every drop of everything I have here this morning because it's... I'm really hoping that this article, this information that I'm receiving is... I hope it's fake news. The subject I have to talk about this morning, and I have to talk about, of course, is, for one, is the Democrat convention, of course, is going on in Chicago. I was in Chicago yesterday. I was at the airport and a little around the airport. I was driving in and out of Chicago. Well, driving out of Chicago yesterday, driving into Chicago day before. Lots of people are descending upon Chicago right now because of the convention going on. So there were lots of people at the airport as I was perusing around. Ran into Eric Swalwell. The man, when he travels, apparently, I don't know if it's just part of his cover or if he just likes to look like a bum. First of all, he's a lot chubbier than what you would think. He's either gained a lot of weight in the last year or the television just, I don't know what he does with his lens. He's much heavier than what he looks like on. His face is rounder. It's weird. But he's definitely Eric Swalwell. And I almost stopped him and asked for a selfie. I was going to pinch my nose and take a selfie with him just so I'd have it. But I didn't do that. I turned around and he was only traveling with one or two other people. And I think there was a couple other people that were kind of around him, close to him, that I'm pretty sure were probably... a security detail, I would imagine. I don't know for sure. He wasn't exactly being swamped by throngs of fans, I would say. He's pretty much by himself. I literally could have turned right around and just grabbed a hold of him and said, "Hey, I want a selfie with you." At least, That's a dichotomy. You don't want to, it's just, do I want to do that? Do I actually want to talk to this guy? I don't know. I didn't do it. But it was tempting. Then there was just the myriad of people that were there. I saw a few reporters that I recognized, as well as some people that, were just obviously there for the blue haired types. And there was obviously some people there who were there just to protest. They were there for that reason as well. So you could tell those people were traveling in as well. Now, these people didn't look like... It's just so much of this is AstroTurf, including the protesters. I believe that a lot of these protesters, a lot of people who are running the protest movement, I believe a lot of them are paid shills from the types of people who like to run, the elites who like to run societies. I will just talk about something like this, so you'll know who I'm talking about. So I read, actually my wife pointed this article out to me, and when I heard it, I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. I almost said, I don't think that's probably not really true. It's probably just, somebody's probably just saying that. It can't be possibly be true. I looked into it a little bit, and it is absolutely true. This is not fake or phony. At least as far as I can tell. Folks, I'm gonna tell you the one issue I cannot get past. The Republicans, with all their faults, they still have it right on one issue, and it's the only issue. I don't care if I'm a single issue voter. I don't care. If you call me that if you want to, I don't care. The single issue is life. I can't get away from that issue, and I can't absolve that or think that everything else combined is still a lesser issue than the issue of life. Sorry if that bothers some of you. When Donald Trump was running in 2016, and it looked like he was going to win the primary, I had some friends of ours that posted some things online that they like to parade there. And before 2016, like a lot of people like to, were willing to post their political views online. I've stopped doing that on Facebook. I just don't do it because I don't see any hearts and minds changing. I don't see anything changing there. It's just all you're doing is stirring up problems. It just inflames things. It's hard to have real discourse with someone that you're not sharing a meal with. And even then it can get ugly, but there's a loss of tonation when you just type things out. And you can't hear if someone cares about you or not you can't hear the tone of their voice. You can't hear any of that. It's just, there's so many things in communication that are lost in posting something online. All it does is ramps the issue up. Like, we've seen that over the past 20 years as social media has become more and more pervasive in our lives. Everybody wonders, why is there so much polarization now? Well, it's because that's the way we communicate, and we're only getting about a tenth of the communication skills that we have in posting something, typing something out. We've gotten better at it, you know, capitalize it when you're yelling it. Add certain emojis, you know, when you're feeling a certain way. It does not take the place of someone talking to someone else. Now, having said that, Trump looked like he was going to win in 2016, and this person put their post out there that they obviously had voted Republican in the past, and they said, we're looking into the Libertarian Party. Well, I had already been very familiar with the Libertarian Party, and I said, are you aware of their stance on abortion? And the response back was, this is a person who has several children. I'm tired of being a single issue voter. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. How do you look at your children and think of them as an issue? How does that happen? That's the only issue that matters to that child. I guess I don't understand that at all. I can't get my brain around that. There are people at the Democrat convention that are literally celebrating. They are having a celebration for abortion. And there is a mobile abortion clinic that apparently is either owned or sponsored by Planned Parenthood. At the convention, they are there to do free abortions. I have friends and family relatives who are going to vote for this party. Can someone please explain to me how you can go there? I just don't, I don't get it. I can't connect this in my head. And I don't know. I guess that's really all I can say today, because I don't know. I'm at a loss for words for anything else. I don't know. I don't understand. Has our nation become, has half of our country become so callous? You know, they always bring up the, there's two issues that they bring up. One is, oh, well, what about rape and incest? And when the mother's life is in jeopardy. Okay, we'll just give you that. Okay, so you want that issue. So if we make abortion, if we ban abortion across the board except for rape and incest and when the mother's life is in danger. Okay, let's meet halfway then. If that's your issue, if that's your concern, let's just go with that then. I'll concede that. For now, we'll stop there for now. I still don't like it, because the child is innocent. But we'll concede there. No, of course not. There are people in debates that will bring up the fact that there are Democrats out there in office today who want to see post-birth abortion legalized. Post-birth, not partial birth, post-birth abortion legalized. The child is born, the child is healthy, the parents decide whether they want to keep it or not. As in keep it alive. The child would be kept comfortable. Why do you want to keep the child comfortable? If it's just a mass of flesh, what's the difference whether it's comfortable or not? Why is there such a thing as comfort for something that's not alive? It's not really a child, is it? Oh, then what are you killing? You're killing something that you, a minute ago you wanted to keep it comfortable, and now you want to kill it. If you don't understand the sickness in someone's head at this point, I don't know what to say to you. And in these debates, when this is brought up, the reporter will stand in defense. It rises its ugly head right then and there. In my opinion, it's a demonic manifestation. And they will say, post-birth abortion is illegal in all 50 states. It's not a matter of it being illegal. Murder is illegal everywhere. Doesn't mean people don't do it. And secondly, it's that they want to legalize it. That's their platform. They want it to be legalized. Don't just scream back, well, it's illegal, that's illegal. It doesn't happen. Nobody's advocating for that. They'll even say, nobody's advocating for that. Oh, then where are you? Where have you been? There's prominent Democrats out there saying this. They're on record, on video, saying this very thing. They want abortion all 9 months, up to the point of birth, including partial birth, and now they advocate for post-birth abortion. And yet, it is being ignored. It's being denied that it even happens, that it even exists, that it even is a thought or a platform. The other argument that they give, that's the first argument. It's illegal everywhere, and nobody's advocating for that. The other argument that they give you is that they attack from another end, another angle. They say, well, you believe in capital punishment, the death penalty. Yeah, I do believe in it. It's a sad thing. I think I wish there was none of it. I wish nobody in the country would ever have to experience it, have to go through that. But when you look at the thing called due process and the heinous crime that person has committed, there's a reason for them having to be eliminated. There's a crime that's been committed. It's a punishment for that crime. A child has not committed a crime. And we're punishing them for that. For nothing. It is the sick, twisted misunderstanding, a choice, in my opinion, of being ignorant. It's willful ignorance. That this kind of a philosophy, this kind of ideology would be so prominent among people with the way they'll reason themselves out of this idea. So, if you want to know what the Democrat Party is about, and of course the chaos that's ensuing now, for the very first night, of course, there were people protesting on Sunday night, but last night was even worse. There's throngs of people protesting and causing all kinds of chaos, and that's it hasn't showed its way to the stage. A whole bunch of people spoke last night, AOC, all these Monday night speakers, they call them. who are using, you know, your first, you roll out your first speakers, typically you don't roll out your big guns the first night. I went to a missions conference one time back in 87. And the first night, Billy Graham spoke. I think it was a two-night deal. First night, Billy Graham spoke, and he was considered the high billing guy. He was like the main attraction. Now, unfortunately, he wasn't available the next night. So when they scheduled the conference, he wasn't available the next night. So they had to schedule him for the first night. And they apologized profusely to Billy Graham as well as some others, and because they didn't want it to seem like a kick in the face kind of thing. It's something offensive. They didn't want to be offend him by being the first speaker. It's kind of the warm up act. Let me just say, he knocked it out of the park. It was incredibly powerful. And the main speaker, he was the main speaker, but however, the second night was the night was supposed to be the big gun, you know, comes out. And it was actually Tony Campolo spoke the second night. And he did an awesome job. Excellent job. As he was a very good speaker. I didn't agree with everything Tony Campolo was, but he was a good speaker, and he's good, very good, had a good, very good message. He said some things that I remember, still stick to me to this day. And some very good messages and within his speech, and it was within his preaching, whatever you want to call it. But it was a good conference overall. And so Joe Biden spoke on Monday night, last night, first night. I don't know what his speech was. I haven't heard anything yet. I've been trying to kind of scour through some things this morning. There's a whole lot of information, a lot of people reporting on some things. When I got to I was mostly looking at this whole thing about the free abortion clinic on wheels at the Democrat Party convention. I couldn't get past that. I spent most of my time making sure that was a real thing, and as near as I can tell, it is. And I'm just heartbroken over this. I don't know where we are as a nation right now. The Democrat Party is off the rails, and I don't understand how people can support that. So, needless to say, I'm hoping to have a show tomorrow. It's very possible, because of my schedule today, it's very possible that I'll be doing something tomorrow morning. I don't know where I will be. I'm hoping to be on the boat tomorrow morning. So that's the plan at this point. We'll have to see how that works out. But in the meantime, we will continue on. I'm going to try to pay attention. I'm going to try to scour the YouTubes and the articles and other information I can find about what's going on at the convention, and I'll try to fill you in on some things about that. But at this point, it's I'm sorry to have such a sad day. Kind of a heavy message, I guess. It's heavy. It's very heavy. So, if you would, friends, please continue to pray for our country. Pray for our eyes to be opened in this nation. Pray for for both parties. And we'll talk more about the Republican Party tomorrow and some of the things, the issues there, as we move on. Folks, have a good night. God bless. Take care.